Father, we are so very glad that we have your presence this afternoon. We are so very glad that you are walking in the midst of us. We are so very glad that you have a plan and a purpose for every life here. You have a goal, you have a destiny, you have a place that is beyond our imagination to fathom. Father, we sometimes think we are so alone, and yet you are there. And not only you, but you are encompassed about with your host of heaven. Father, that even are at our disposal, even without our knowledge, our awareness of it. My God, we thank you. We thank you for that divine intervention. That divine intervention, we are alive today because of divine intervention of God. We are alive today because the mercy of God is new every morning. Hallelujah! We thank you for that divine intervention. We thank you, God, that you loved us, that you loving us, and that you shall even love us tomorrow. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Father, we pray that we might be worthy of that position of love, worthy of that position of provision, worthy, Father, of your kindness. We ask in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I don't promise you not another song, but hallelujah. Hallelujah. One may come, though. You know, they've been talking about many different things concerning the will and the desire of God. And if you have your Bibles, you can turn to Hebrews. By the way, how many of you got your Bibles? Praise God. Praise God. And you can turn in Hebrews. I want to go to chapter 8. Hallelujah. Of Hebrews. Praise God. Well, I think one of the maladies that we have as Christians is that we personally, individually, do not understand what it is they have when we got saved. I think that if we understood it as well as practiced it, we would be much farther along than where we are. But God, in His mercy and grace, in being He is Alpha and Omega, knew that we would be where we're at in spite of all of that. He knew where we were going to be. And He wasn't worried about it. And He wasn't worried about it because God is loosening an understanding. Hallelujah. When the Bible talks about the five wise, it talks about the five foolish. Hallelujah. They all slumbered. They all slept. Huh? They all slumbered, they all slept. And there was a cry that came at that midnight hour that said, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh." Amen. Hallelujah. And though in the natural it may have been a natural cry, a natural sound, hallelujah, there is a spiritual reality to that cry. Because in essence, the whole reality of church, including the Holy Place Church, is slumbering and sleeping. And there is a little scripture in the Bible. It talks about redeeming time. There's a little scripture in the Bible that talks about redeeming time. And that is not just something put in there for yours and my benefit. Hallelujah. But it is really a key that God has put into the scriptures that we might know that though we are late, we can still redeem the time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, God goes a long ways with this fellow. I don't know about the rest of you. He is stubborn. He is hard-headed. He is slow in his mentality and thinking. But you know, in spite of all of that, God knows how to get this fellow's attention. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when God gets my attention, God has really done all that He can do. I must now examine what it is that He has got me focused upon. I must begin to examine it, take it apart, dissect it, begin to dig into it. Not take somebody else's revelation or somebody else's thought concerning God said this, God said that, God wrote this, God wrote that. But in the actuality, it becomes my revelation.
Yes, yes.
Now, when I say it becomes my revelation, I don't mean it becomes my revelation by virtue of knowledge. You know, you can have all of the knowledge in the world and miss God. There was never an educated class of people like the Jewish religious system as far as God is concerned.
That's right.
It had been committed unto them, what? The oracles of God.
Yeah.
And these men spent their entire lives studying the scripture, looking for the coming of the Messiah.
Whoa.
Hallelujah.
Whoa.
In spite of all that knowledge, Brother Groover,
they missed him. Oh, Lord.
Am I smarter than them?
Yes, you are, brother.
No, brother, I am not.
Only in the Lord.
But by virtue of the Holy Spirit. But you know, when God gives me a spirit, He expects me to utilize it.
Yeah.
And there are certain things that I have to do. The Bible says I must study to show myself approved. That doesn't mean sitting down for 5 or 10 minutes reading a passage of scripture or reading a chapter or even reading a book a month.
That's right.
Or a book a week.
That's
or a book a day. Hallelujah. It makes no difference what I do in the natural arena. What makes a difference is what I do in the spiritual environment in which I have been translated into.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, I have one amen over here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we are living, first and foremost, and I suppose Brother Groover can testify, he's traveled globally, of the condition that of deterioration in multiple places. I don't know where he has been per se, but wherever he has been, I'm sure he can testify to the degradation and the rise of darkness. Not just darkness, but wicked, malignant darkness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if that is, but you and I, we don't have to travel globally. We just read the newspaper. We look at the internet and read the news on the internet. Everything about our government is anti-Christ.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Anti-Christ. Hello? Hallelujah. And if I believe that, then I am going to be enemy number one. When the laws that have been passed already on the books against Christians, hallelujah, and I have it on good authority in the Council of Hell that the born again Christian is their number one enemy.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh? Hello?
Yes.
Did you hear me?
That's right.
You don't have to believe what we believe. All you have to believe is in the blood of Jesus Christ. All you have to believe in is the aspect of the reality of a living God to save you from hell and death.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. That's all you need.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But if you have greater knowledge, if you have greater awareness, then you're not only number one enemy, but you're enemy at the top of the list. Hallelujah. So it doesn't make any difference, you know, where you go, how you fellowship, what you do with your fellowship, because you are already a marked person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I don't have the experiences of getting involved with government. All I have is the experiences of sitting in on the council of hell. Hallelujah. And I know of the malignant hatred that they have for you and I. Hallelujah. And they will go to any means. And you know, they can deactivate you. Did you know that? Hallelujah. They can deactivate you. They can tangle you up in the cares of life. They can tangle you up with responsibilities. Now, brethren, I'm not saying that you don't have cares that have to be taken care of. I don't think that you have responsibility in your situation with home and environment and all that you don't have to take care of. But they are secondary to the position of relationship you have with God and doing His will.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it, you know, the devil can deactivate you. You know that. Maybe you don't know that. But the devil can deactivate you. And if you think that will buy you more time, well, it might buy you a little bit more time. Because if you're deactivated, he doesn't have to be too concerned. But what he's concerned about is that deactivation may not last.
Amen.
You see, the devil's been fooled by God too many times. So he can't take a chance anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you have a particular word, if you have a particular thought of God's intention for man, hello?
Yeah.
Of God's intention for man, if you have any inkling or thought in that direction, the red lights go off in hell.
That's right.
Do they have red lights in hell? Lights go blink, 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 blink. And you know, like them red arrows on the map, you know, you pull up Google and it got this red arrow and it goes whoop down there. It points to you. You. Something's happening here. Let's send our cadre over there to discover what it is. The devil is an omnipresent. Hello?
Yeah,
I want to tell you something else about a complaint. A complaint against another individual is an open line to hell.
That's right.
You complain about somebody else. You, as a born-again Christian, as somebody who has a greater knowledge of God and His intent, you complain about another Christian, it's a direct line to hell. He's got demons all over the place listening.
Yes.
You know, this thing about the NSA, was it the NSA? Huh? Was it the NSA?
Yeah.
Tapping your phones, tapping this, doing that. You know, that's a natural arena. It's nothing compared to the devil's network, brother. And I've seen the devil's network.
Yeah.
And it's precise. It's exact. It's so exact and so quick. You know, somebody here in the States can call me in Uganda. Huh? Hallelujah. Or call me down there in Rwanda. You're just below Rwanda, aren't you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Call me. And in a moment, it's amazing. I send a text, and then 2 seconds later, I'm getting a response. That's fast. Devil is faster.
Yeah.
Devil is not omnipresent. Hallelujah. You know, the devils are out there. They're all around this building. They can't come in here. If they came in here, they'd get smitten. Hallelujah. But they can stay around out here. You know, and each of you have a cadre, maybe. But I can guarantee you at least one devil that has been assigned to you.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because you're special. You're special handling material. You're radioactive.
Yeah.
You're radioactive. And if they let, if not careful, you'll contaminate a lot of people.
Amen. Hallelujah.
They gotta isolate you. They gotta tie you up. You know, brother, when you go into one of those places, you don't go in by yourself.
No.
No, sir. There's a whole host of heaven around you. And I want to tell you something else. When you come up on the site, the devils in that building begin to tremble.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But they don't want you to know, so they leave you alone. He said, maybe if we ignore him, he'll go away.
No.
Hallelujah. They don't want you to know. But when the day you wake up to it, you go in there, you start praying. You start asking God for the blood of Jesus Christ. You start putting salvation down in the midst of that dark hole of death and hell. My God! Hallelujah. Well, you better think of the tribulation first. Because then you are really on the top of the list and your name is blinking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I don't know. Maybe you think I'm too spiritual. Hallelujah. Maybe you think I'm too spiritual. I don't know. Maybe you do. But I cannot look at natural situations from a natural perspective anymore. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when we go to help people, it's like going down into the sewer sometime, isn't it?
Yeah.
You go down in the midst of that uncleanness, and you go down and you're working to deliver or to clean up the situation or the circumstance without being contaminated. Hallelujah. Without coming out with something on you that stinks. Hello?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. But when you do that, you are performing. I want to tell you, I was blessed in my occupation because I never did anything that did not make me more God conscious.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, that's why I love carpentry so much. It was hard for me to quit. When God said quit, I said, I don't want to quit. Huh? But he said, quit. It's time for you to quit. Hallelujah. I was afraid that once I got out of carpentry, God would not talk to me anymore. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you know, I find God talking to me, talking to me, talking to me. The problem is, I'm not always listening. The problem is, I can't always retain what He said to me. Hello? Sometimes in the middle of the night, oh my God, I tell you, somebody always asks me how you sleep, and I says, from when to where? Huh? How'd you sleep like that? From when to where? From 11 to 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 6. How, when? Huh? In those times, it was very good. Hallelujah. Sister Mavis used to say, it's sufficient. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is beginning to open a door and open a door of communication, not to certain individuals, but to anyone who comes in.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He says, if you knock, I'll do what? If you seek, I'll do what? If you ask, I'll do what? Hallelujah. Not those things. Oh, God, I want a new car. What do you need a new car for? Exercise is good for you. Hallelujah. I wonder if they have prayer driving. Well, if I have prayer driving, I want to do it in a Cadillac, right? Got air conditioning, reclined seats, heated and cooled. Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the way we all, you don't think that way, I just think that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, God is shaking His church. He's shaking His church. He's shaking His church. He's shaking His church. Hallelujah. When we got off the plane in Africa and met with that special embassy called Ebola. Huh? Hallelujah. God says you have an authority over Ebola.
Yes.
You have an authority over Marburg. You have authority. They haven't even come up with the names yet. Hallelujah. And you know, you hear all kinds of stories. We want to get lost in the story. Oh, this government did this, this government did that, that government. It's not, I don't care which government did it. You talk about conspiracy. How about the devil? He's the king of conspiracy. He's the lord of conspiracy, right? He's the lord of conspiracy. He works in the darkness. I don't want to work in the darkness. I'm a child of the light.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I want to come in contact with that light.
Yeah.
And I want to absorb that light.
Yeah.
I want that light to go into my pores. Sometimes I just go out and sit in the sun. Hallelujah. Getting all that vitamin G.
Amen.
I want to get as much vitamin G as I can get.
Amen.
Or maybe it's vitamin J. Not for Jesus, for Jehovah. Hallelujah. Come on, brethren. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody got up and was ministering. Love the Lord your God. How are you supposed to love Him? Huh? You know, every one of us, me included, should have been up here on our knees. Huh? Confessing, God, I don't love you that way. I don't love you that way. I don't love you that way. I want to love you that way, but I don't love you that way. Hallelujah. Do I love Him with all of my might? Do I love Him with all of my strength? Now, what are we talking about, strength? You mean my physical strength? My physical strength? My mental strength? My emotional strength? My desire strength? My will strength? And my pocket strength?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. God, you can touch everything but my pocket, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But God is calling His people. Awake. Awake, O Zion. Awake. Rise up and shake thyself from the dust.
Amen.
The dust is my humanity. I'll just leave it in my category, all right? The dust is my humanity. It's my desires. I want this. I want that. I want this and this and this. And you know, some of the things I want could be good. Hello, they can be excellent, very good, help people do things and accomplish things. Oh, I'm building the kingdom of God. Well, hallelujah. Huh? What about my soul? Is it in the position of adoration and worship? Huh? Is it in the position of giving, 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 giving up my mind, giving up my health and my being, giving everything that is mine to give? Do you hear me? Mine to give.
Yes.
Not yours to give, mine to give. I'm responsible for mine. Huh?
That's right.
I'm responsible for mine. That's what I'm responsible to give. Oh, hallelujah. We were talking, there was a thought that came when somebody was ministering. I want to read this scripture. I want to read, if I put this yellow, can you see it? Yeah, you can see that, right? Huh? That's faint? That's faint? That's bright. All right. Not faint. Is this come apart? Yeah. All right. You have... Okay, let's read this first. Let's read this first. Hallelujah. Hebrews 8. 8, by the way, is the number of new beginnings.
Yeah.
And this chapter is certainly dealing with new beginnings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're going to start at... I'm going to start at verse 5. 5 is the number of ministry and grace. He says, who served unto the example of shadow of heaven and the shadow of heavenly things. Who served? Talking about, says, maybe we should go back up a little bit.
Uh,
Okay, let me read verse 1. Now, of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who sat on the right hand of the throne of the majesty of heaven. Oh my God, you could just stop right there. Hallelujah. And everybody would need to repent because we don't understand the reality of what it is he's saying. Hallelujah. When he appeared to Moses, and Moses says, "Who are you?" Or who shall I say has sent me? What did he say? I am. When he was in the garden, as a man. When he was in the garden as a man, and he says, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "We seek Jesus of Nazareth." What happened? He said, "I am." They all blew down.
Hallelujah.
You talk about every knee bowing. They were prostrate on the ground before the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I think the Hebrew is ayah. Isn't it? Isn't that what the Hebrew is?
Ayah. Ayah.
Ayah.
Yes, that's what it is. Ayah. God said, ayah. Oh my God, can you feel it? Just say, ayah. Come on, say it. Don't stand there and look at me. Ayah. Can't you feel it? You can't feel it? Oh my God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 So he's talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. Minister of the sanctuary of the true tabernacle. Hallelujah. Which the Lord has pitched and not man. You want to put a little marker right there? And you want to turn with me, please? Hallelujah. And I will show you how it is pitched. John chapter 1. Hallelujah. In him, verse 4, was the life, and the life was the light of men. All right. Turn over here to verse, hallelujah. Verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's not as wonderful as the next verse. Because without the next verse, that one would be void of power. He says, which was born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but born by the will of Yahweh. Loose! Born by the will of I am. Loose! Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah. So by virtue of my being born again, I have a divine position and right of inheritance concerning that so great a salvation. And it says that I am translated.
Yeah.
I am translated out of this realm of darkness, out of this realm of humanity, out of the realm of Asbel. Hallelujah. And I am translated into the realm of God. Not as a personality, but as a son of my Father. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That means I've got his DNA.
You do.
That means I've got his genes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that means when I'm walking down the street, John, I'm not walking down the street as an Asbel. I'm walking down the street as a son of God. This. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But there's a little catch to it. You have to read the fine print of the contract. And it not only says, I will be their God, but it says, I will be one of his people. I have a responsibility. I have an obligation. I have to know my Father.
Amen.
I have to know everything about my Father. I have to be interested in my Father. I have to be interested in his business. And his business takes priority over my business.
Amen.
Hallelujah. His business takes priority over everything in my life. He says, love the Lord your God. How? With all. A-L-L. You know, I used to have a t-shirt that I wore for my kids. Huh? And it says, what part of N-O do you not understand? Huh? I'm going to have another t-shirt made that I can look in the mirror and says, what part of A-L-L do you not understand?
Yeah.
Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So here we are. Hallelujah. We have to understand, I am not of the blood of Asbel anymore.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh.
Now, that blood is linked to hell. And natural blood. It says the life of the flesh is in my natural blood. I need a transfusion. I need a transfusion. I need to be hooked up. You know, I need to be hooked up to heaven. And poof. In my arm. Hallelujah. I need to be not hardlining drugs. I need to be hardlining God. Hallelujah. 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 I need the eyes of my understanding. I need the eyes of my humanness open to the spiritual reality of God. When I'm born again, I am healed of my blindness. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. And I have to see men as trees walking. Huh? Oh yes, I don't want this lower realm of sight. I want this higher realm of sight. I want to look at a man and see a tree. Huh? I want to look in the mirror and see a tree. Hallelujah. Not a little shrivelly thing. Not something that is dilapidated and its leaves are drooping. Its limbs are drooping and it looks like it's going to die for lack of water. Hallelujah. I want to see that big strong branches. Hallelujah. Oh yes, that tree that is planted by the waters. Hallelujah. That tree that is planted by the waters. That tree that shall not be moved.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give it to me, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, he says, are you able to drink the cup?
Whoops.
Are you able to drink the cup that I have drank of? You know what? It's already predetermined. Yeah. He didn't wait for their answer, brother. He says, you're going to drink it anyway. You're going to drink it anyway. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, that there's a thought there. When he said, it is not mine to give, but it is something that my Father, it is His right, His privilege to allocate unto whom He desires.
Yes.
You know, it's not going to be by virtue that God is motivated by our human desire. Huh? There were 3 disciples out of the 12. And out of the 3, there was 1. Yeah. Hallelujah. And it wasn't that God particularly selected that man. That man selected God. He determined to walk with Jesus. He determined to spend as much time with Jesus. He determined that no matter what, He was going to be there at His shoulder, at his elbow, hallelujah, listening on every word that dropped from Jesus' mouth. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the God. Hallelujah. So here we are back in Hebrews. Huh? He says, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle. Hallelujah. Which the Lord has pitched.
Oh, yeah.
Where did he pitch it?
Hallelujah.
Where did he pitch it, brethren? Do you know where he pitched it? He pitched it in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Let us make man. How is he going to make him? Let us make man. I want to make a man. I want to make a human form. And I'm going to form it out of the clay, out of the dirt of the ground. Hallelujah. Another miracle. Huh? Made it a little lower than the angels. Make it in such a way, in such a manner, that it does not have the possibility of succeeding in its own strength. Huh? Hallelujah. Can you imagine? All heaven was leaning over his shoulder. Huh? What is he doing down there in the mud? Huh? Devil, looking, scratching his head. What is he up to now? Huh? What is he doing? Hallelujah. And he shapes this foreign form. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. As he made it and came to a completion, it says he breathed. God don't breathe, brethren. He doesn't have air. Out of his being, out of the essence of his character, out of the I amness of his being. Oh, hallelujah, you feel it? Hallelujah, do you feel it?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Out of his I amness. Oh, hallelujah. He breathed into that hunk of clay.
Yeah.
That hunk of clay. There was an earthquake. Yeah. Hallelujah. And you know what? I don't believe it just shook the earth. I believe it shook the heavens.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And a man.
Hallelujah.
That was a living soul. Came up and stood on his 2 feet in the midst of all of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That man was the prototype of the epitome of everything that God was going to do in the earth from that time until the Omega.
There we are. Yep.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When he made that man, he saw you.
He did.
He saw that little baby.
Yeah.
Hmm? He saw you. He saw you, Sister Aileen. He saw you, Sister Sherry. He saw you, Brother Mark. He saw you. He saw you. He saw you. He saw this little baby boy right there. And John, he certainly saw you. Hallelujah. He didn't see you in your human form. He saw you walking and talking with a living God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the most amazing thing, he saw me.
Hallelujah.
It's amazing. He saw me.
Amen.
Can you imagine that? God Almighty in the Alpha saw me in my time frame, in my position, in my place, in my blood dying. And he said to me, thou shalt live. Loose. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. So when he breathed into Adam, he set a precedent. He set a law in place that any man he breathes on, any man whose breath he blows into their being shall become a living soul. Hallelujah. Let him come. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you know, we have something better than Adam. Because Adam was made of the earth, earthy. But it says of God. Hallelujah. He transcended the earthy part. He said he was as the Lord of heaven, a quickening spirit. Hallelujah! And when God comes to you as an individual, you're not just saved.
That's right.
You're not just born again. You become an entity of that I am-ness of God.
Amen.
Loose!
Lord.
Loose it, my God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I pray that you would give vision to eyes. Hallelujah. Vision to eyes that cannot see. Ears to hear that cannot hear. My God, I say, break the barrier of our humanity. Let the veil that is before let the veil that was upon Moses' face, that the children of Israel could not view or look upon, let it be taken away. Loose it. By the blood of Jesus Christ, take it away, Lord. Hallelujah. It says that Jesus Christ was made a minister of this tabernacle.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. A building not pitched by the hand of man.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But a building that is pitched by the living energy of God. Hallelujah. Now, let's go on. I'm going to skip. It says, verse 4, for if he were on the earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. That means our priest is in a position of divine authority invested by virtue of God in him in what is called the eternal aspect of his being. Huh? And you know, we don't even understand heaven. Hallelujah. We want to make a theology out of heaven. Heaven is not some place I want to get to. Heaven is something that I want inside of me.
Amen.
Do you hear me? I don't want to go to heaven. I want heaven to come to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you hear me?
Amen.
But brethren, God is a spirit.
Amen.
They that worship God must worship him how?
In
spirit and in truth. What need is there for me to have a place if I have a spiritual position of reality that I can come to and fellowship with, and in that fellowship walk with him in the eternal?
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Enoch did it.
Yes.
Abraham did it.
Amen.
I believe Noah did it. Jesus did it as a man. We see the apostles, Peter, walking down the street.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. The sick being brought and laid in the aisle on the shadow side of Peter.
Yes.
Peter walking, not paying any attention, not looking for glory. He's not building a tent. He's not a ministry that he's got his name on it. Ministry of healing for Peter the apostle. He's just walking down the street. And he's walking down the street as a son of God. Listen. Do you hear me? A mortal man that has immortality in him.
Yes.
That has heaven within him and heaven radiating out of him.
Yes.
That heaven in him and radiating out of him is infecting the environment around him.
Amen.
But his environment of infection is bringing healing.
Amen.
Is bringing deliverance. And brother, I even believe it raised the dead.
Yes.
My God, if I heard that Peter, had this power, and I had somebody I loved dead, where do you think I would do? Oh, I'd drag him right down the street as fast as I could drag him.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't wait. I'd just drag him down there. My God, I said, which way is he going? He's going that way. Which way is the sun coming? I'd run on over there, put that body down there and wait.
Amen. That's faith.
That takes destiny. That takes determination.
Yes.
That takes you have to believe it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It says they that come to God must believe that he is. They must believe that he is the rewarder of them that diligently, with that tenacity, determination. Oh, I need to do this. No, you have to do this. You have to get into the Word. No, I want to go over here. No, I have to get over here into the Word. Oh, no, let me go over here. No. My phone rings. Oh, text comes. And this, oh, no, I've got to get back in the Word. Huh? Driving down the road and you run into something. Oh my God, your mind all of a sudden going, oh, this is going to cost me so much money. This is going to cost me so much headache. Oh man, this is going to cost me this, that. Oh, my body hurts here. My body hurts there. It hurts here. Anything, everything to try to distract you from thinking on the possibility of God in the car with you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, God has an appointment with you. You don't know it. He has an appointment with you. Huh? Well, our brother just had an appointment with God. Hallelujah. It wasn't the kind of appointment that he was looking for, but it was nevertheless an appointment. Hallelujah. He's got an appointment for you. And you get up to start the day, and something happens to get you off balance. Huh? You know, if you don't stop.
Right there. That's it. That's
if you don't stop right there. Right that moment. Right that inch. If you don't stop right there and say, God, I take authority over my mind. I take authority over my thoughts. I take authority over these voices that are thinking to me. I take authority over them. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Everything that you shall do shall work together for good. Because I love you and I believe I'm called according to your purposes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The devil wants to get you distracted.
Yes.
Oh yeah, he's master, all right. And we're the masters of being distracted. When are we going to wake up? Awake, awake, O Zion! Rise up and awake, awake, O Zion! Put on! Is that right? Alright, I got another scripture. Put on your beautiful garments.
Hallelujah.
Put on your beautiful garments. You and I have to get up in the morning and I'm going to put on my breastplate of righteousness. Huh? I'm going to put on my helmet of salvation. I'm going to take up my shield of faith. Hallelujah. I'm going to put my, with my shoehorn, put my, shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Yeah.
All, when you do that, all hell is going to break loose. Because you're challenging the devil.
Amen.
We were in Germany many years ago. And we had a little fellowship that we went to. We were there ministering the word of God, laying down the concept of the kingdom. And at the end of the meeting, a black knight came in, riding on his war horse. The horse was all black. All the leather trimmings were black. Except for an emblem in the harness that was across his chest. He was in full mail armor, black. And he rode up on his horse. He had gloves on, gauntlets. Took one of the gauntlets off and he threw it down. Hallelujah. He threw it down at the foot of the little fellowship that we were in. Do you know that? That fellowship was totally disseminated. One person died. Another person went off in their mind. Another lady just did nothing, became nothing. Hallelujah. You know what the Lord told me here a while back? He says, you have, and you know, we didn't have the strength. Did we, George? We didn't have the strength at that time to do anything about it. We were as much in disarray as a little fellowship. Hallelujah. But I have an appointment with that knight.
Amen.
I'm going to meet him again.
You better believe it.
Amen. I'm going to meet him again. And I got something that he's not going to like. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because I have a sword. I have a sword. And it's whetted and sharpened to slay that devil.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, verse 5, who serve unto the example and the shadow of heavenly things. As Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, see, saith he, that you should make it all according to the pattern that I showed thee in the mount.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Did you hear it? It's a shadow. It's a shadow. Can we identify the shadow? But first, let me just read this. I want to read it in the Amplified. But verse 5, but these offer service merely as a pattern and as a foreshadowing of what has its true existence in the reality in the heavenly places. Oh, isn't that wonderful? So this thing you see is drawing on the board all the time. It's not just a diagram.
Right.
It's not just a picture. It's a living reality of a reality that we have not yet been able to see with our spiritual eyes. Let me show you how the Lord showed it to me. Hallelujah. you have God, huh? You have God in all of His glory, huh? Hallelujah. Radiating, huh? Upon an entity that is called Christ. Huh? All right? Hello?
Hallelujah.
Huh? He's happy. Huh? You have God in all of His glory radiating, huh? Radiating, right? Huh? Hallelujah. And it casts a shadow. Hello?
Hallelujah.
It casts a shadow. Huh?
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Huh?
Yes.
They say a picture is worth a thousand words.
Yes.
Huh? Hallelujah. The radiating of God is coming against that image or that entity that is called Christ. So, this is not just about salvation.
Amen.
Salvation is just a little part of it.
Yeah.
Huh? Hallelujah. It's just a tiny... This is about the development... Huh? The development of Christ. Huh?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In you.
Amen.
Huh? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything about the tabernacle is a element that details and describes and portrays the reality of God. Huh? The Bible says, Christ in you, huh? The hope of glory. Brethren, the glory resides in here, huh? In the Holy of Holies. The glory resides in this position or in this place. And we are talking about man in union, huh? With God. Huh? Hallelujah. Isn't that what Revelation says? The bride has made herself ready. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we begin to talk to you, or somebody begins to bring up, and let me tell you something else. You probably already know this. We have a God who is eternal. We have a God who has no end or no beginning. But I was perplexed because God is Alpha. How can God have no beginning and be Alpha? That means He has a beginning. And to compound my perplexity, we say God has no end.
Yeah.
And yet we call Him Omega. Huh? So, He's not talking about the entity of the I Am in the essence of eternity. He's talking about the time element that is given to man. Hallelujah. Because when you come in, you begin the process that Alpha starts. When you are born again, you become Alpha. You heard the Alpha Project? And when you reach the end of the day, you are the Omega. Huh? The Omega of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and time shall cease. Doesn't it say that? Huh? Doesn't it say that somewhere? And time shall be no more. No more Alpha. No more Omega. Just I Am. Huh? Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. I'm coming across Iowa. I'm coming into Nebraska. And the word of God is coming forth out of my player. And I'm listening and I'm getting excited. And I'm starting to shout. And my wife looks at me and says, What happened? Hallelujah. 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 But what is happening is there is a quickening in my soul. There's a quickening in my soul because I know I'm coming in here and I have to be ready to hear God. I have to be ready to receive God. I want my soul quiet before the Lord. I want my soul energized by God. I don't want to have thoughts of the news going through my mind. I don't want to have thoughts of this or that going through my mind. What I want going through my mind is God thoughts. Listen, 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 listen. Huh? Hallelujah. I'm not satisfied. I don't know. They do have a word for in between. Somebody told it to me the other day. What was it, Nancy? Do you remember?
Mesos.
Huh?
Mesos.
No, it was something else. It sounded like cheesy or something. I don't want to be in between. You can be 30. Huh? You can be 30. You can be 60. Or you can be 100%.
That's right. Hallelujah.
What do you want to be? What do you want to be? What do you want to be? Oh, you don't sound very enthused about it. That is all. 100%. Brethren, it may sound selfish. It may sound egotistical. I don't want one talent. I don't want five talents. I want 10 talents.
Yeah.
I want 10 talents.
Yeah.
I want 10 talents. I want to be eligible for the extra one that's coming.
Yeah. Brother, you better believe it.
I want to be there in that place. You know, John and his brother James, the sons of thunder. Hallelujah. They wanted something more. You know, they probably wanted to get ahead of the rest of the crowd. But there was something they wanted more than the other ones wanted. And they had the nerve to go and ask God for it. Huh? Well, maybe they didn't have so much. They sent their mother first. See, your mamas can do a lot too.
Watch out for
those mamas. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 You mamas, you want your sons to be where? 30? 60? You want your daughters to be what? 30? 60? Or do you want them to be seated at the right hand of God? Don't just pray for their salvation. Pray for their position in God.
Amen.
I want my children there at the right hand of God, at the left hand of God. I want my grandchildren. I want everybody just to crowd in there.
Amen.
And be one loving crowd, hugging, loving, lovey-dovey crowd in the authority of Christ.
Yeah.
It's not a person, it's a company.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's called 144,000.
Uh-huh.
Do you hear me? What do you want? What do you want? Huh? What do you want? What is your petition? What is your desire? What is it? What is your petition? What is your request? What is your petition? You know, there's a difference between a petition and a request. It can't only be a request. It has to be a request and a petition. Huh? Huh? Petition is something that you have to come and you have to labor at. We have a petition. We go around making it. Will you sign my petition here? Will you sign my petition here? Will you sign my petition here? Until you get 200 million signatures. Huh? That's a lot of work. Hallelujah. How much more should I work with regards to my position in God? The position of my children. And it's not just my natural children, brethren. Don't think that. There are spiritual children. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, I don't want them mediocre.
Amen.
Do you hear me?
Amen.
If I don't want them mediocre, I can't be mediocre.
Amen.
I have to be extreme.
Amen.
I have to be fanatical.
Amen.
In a good sense.
Amen.
It's going to go out of here. Brother Bert is being fanatical. Fanatical for God. For the righteousness of God in my life. Hallelujah. 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 He says, he is the he served that as an example. Did you hear it? He served as an example. An example is something that is put up so that we might imitate it. That we might pattern ourselves after it. Hello? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I was looking for a clock, but you don't have one. Alabaka sandala la mandaya.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing?
Yes.
God is putting something on the table before us. And I don't know the time frame, brethren. All I know is that we are living in a precarious time concerning our decisions that we are now making.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
But what was it I said the Lord spoke to me in April? Oh, I got it. Thank you. I was in my living room in Ethiopia. And we had a problem. And the problem was a water problem. We had none. And the compound that we were living had no water. Water off and on. But when we came, we had no water. And I began to seek God about it. You see, I don't believe in natural sets of circumstances. I began to seek God. Especially in the ministry that God has put me in. Hallelujah. I began to seek God. I said, God, what's going on here? And God began to show me not just a problem with the house that I was living in, but the house that he had and the lack of water. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Meant that people were not, the people of God, were not in the Word. We're not digging into the Word of God. Not just here and there, but as a select group. By the election of God. The called out. Do you know there's an elect... What is it? Electos. And eklesis. And electos. Right? Called out. And the called out. And the called out. It's a biblical principle. And it says my electos. Huh? Is not coming and digging. They're not coming and getting into the Word. Hallelujah. And I begin to pray. And I begin to, my wife and I begin to pray. And we begin to intercede, not just for the church at large, but we begin to intercede for our own position and our lack of diligence concerning the Word of God. Huh? Hallelujah. And in that time of repentance, God came to me. And he began to speak to me the parable of the vineyard, or for lack of a better word, vineyard. It wasn't a vineyard. And it said that this was in April now of 2014. God comes to me. Hallelujah. I wrote a little article and sent it out to the people that I have, the people that I know on my mailing list. Hallelujah. He said to me, he said, there was a husbandman who came and he talked to the keeper of the garden, of the vineyard. Why cumbereth the ground with this tree? He says, I have come, what? Was it 3 years? Huh? Every year I have come and I have looked for fruit upon this tree. And it has not produced. Why cumbereth the ground with it?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
And the husbandman, he said, Master, I beg your indulgence. I beg your forgiveness. I'm paraphrasing, of course. Give me one more year. Give me one more year. I will dung it. I will water it. I will tend it. Hallelujah. And if at the end of that time frame, it does not produce. Huh? Hallelujah. What is God looking for? Hallelujah. He's looking for a manifestation of union. No, he's looking for a manifestation of an acceptance to be to be unionized. Huh? Hallelujah. We have a scripture and we also have a song. It says, the word working mightily in me. Huh? Hallelujah. Rather, it's an individual position of decision. It's not something that somebody can push you into. All I know is what God said to me, what I believe God said to me. And I have a responsibility to convey to you that thought and to convey to you that the essence of what it is He spoke to me personally. And that does not mean that I am not without accountability. There is more accountability upon me as a messenger. Huh? Hallelujah. 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 In bringing you the message to line myself up with the principles and the precepts, but most importantly, line myself up with the expectation of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we talk about God getting higher, there's a little song that I sing. Huh? I want more of Jesus. More and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. I want more of His great love. So rich, so full, so free. I want more of Jesus. You get less of me.
Amen. Huh? Amen.
Hallelujah. That's one of my theme songs. Huh? Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's sing that song. Can we sing that song? Hallelujah. I need some musicians.
No, but
We don't know it.
We don't know it. Sorry.
Brother Groover knows it.
We have to come and sing it. We hear you.
I want. Where's some of my kids? They know it. Boy, it can't be that old.
Christy knows it.
We'll make it up as we go on.
Christy knows it. She plays piano. Yeah, of course she knows it.
Boy.
Is that so?
Yes. I want
more. It's great love, rich and pure and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. I want more of His great love, rich and pure and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me.
What key am I singing in? Who knows?
Oh, come on, we can sing it.
Kitchy.
I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I ever had before. I want more of His great love, rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me. I want more of Jesus.
I'll finish. Now, if you really mean it, and as you're singing, I want you just to march down here. I want you to march right down here in front of the altar. Begin to ask God in your heart to give you more of Him. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. This is where the rubber meets the road. You can sing all you want to, but we're going to bring it into the nitty-gritty, because Jesus is going to see your heart. Amen. Jesus is going to see your heart. Did you hear me? Amen. Hallelujah. And what you're saying to Jesus is, Jesus, I'm giving you all of me so I can get all of you that I can get.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So if you mean it, let's just march right down here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on.
Go ahead, Christy.
One more step.
Hallelujah.
We're going to say, I want more and more of Jesus. But at the end of it, we're going to turn around and look at somebody around you and say, you'll be getting less of me. Huh? You'll be getting less of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I suggest the married couples get together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I suggest the siblings find your parents. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's categorize here. Hallelujah. Siblings. Hallelujah. Siblings, find your parents. Hallelujah. You're making a covenant now.
That's right.
This is not just fun and games. This is not just songs, sing songs. Hallelujah. And you that don't have siblings or wives or husbands here, you can just look at everybody.
All over. All the way around. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'll give you a chance to sit down if you want to. I want to tell you how serious it is. There was a move in the church of Antioch, I believe it was, in Acts. It was a move where they were coming and bringing all that they had and laying it at the disciples' feet. Hallelujah. Now, this is how serious this is. Because God is not going to just look at this as church or fun and games or just another religious exercise. Not with the knowledge that you have heard tonight and what God is expressing now. What God is saying is, this is a contract between you and me. This is a contract between not only you and me, but this is a contract between you and your brother and your sister and your husband, your wives, your children, your brothers and sisters. This is how serious it is. So if you want to go sit down, go sit down.
Oh, Jesus.
That's good.
Oh, hallelujah. All right. You know the cost.
This is serious.
You know the cost. All right, let's sing it. Come on.
I want more of Jesus. More and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I ever had before. I want more of His love, rich, so full and free. I want more of Jesus, so you're getting less of me. I want more of Jesus.
Father, we come by the blood of Jesus Christ. We want to ratify our covenant. We want you to put your stamp of approval upon it. Father, we plead the blood upon our minds. We rebuke every familiar spirit. Come against it with the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for the discernment. The discernment as we walk out of this door, out of these doors, into the world out there. My God, cover us with the blood of Jesus Christ. Remind us, my God, of our position of covenant, of our position of solidarity, our position of consecration and dedication. Father, accept our offering. Let it be a sweet-smelling savor in your nostrils, O God. Let it be holy. and an acceptable thing.
Oh, acceptable.
We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Oh, hallelujah.
Not much left of us, is there?
That is our hope, brother.
Is there enough left to walk away?
That is our hope, brother.
Amen.
We are saved
by hope. Only enough left to fly away. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Amen.
That means you got to get pretty light.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Good thing, too. Oh, hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Holy, holy, holy.
Hallelujah. Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, praise you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Holy, holy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Worthy, worthy, worthy.
Open up to God. Just open up to the Lord. Open your heart to God. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah, Lord.
Chicks to come, to hide, and gather it under its wings, saith the Lord. So I would even gather thee in this hour. I would speak unto thee, saith the Lord, that thou might rise up, and that thou might come, that thou might fly in that place of safety, saith the Lord.
Yeah.
That thou might find that refuge, saith the Lord. Yea, my disciples, they were not cognizant of my presence. And when the storm arose, there was fear that they would drown, that they would be destroyed. I say it should not be so with thee.
Amen.
For surely I am speaking unto thee. I am counseling thee. I am wooing thee. I am pleading with thee, saith the Lord.
Jesus.
For it is the hour of pleading, that thou would find thy place of safety. Yea, find thy place of safety in me. Seek me, saith the Lord, even as I might be found. Knock, and I say unto thee, it shall surely be opened. Ask of me, and surely I shall give thee. I say unto thee, if thy heavenly father, if thy earthly fathers know, and will give you that which is good for thee, would I not be better so in my giving, and give thee that which is of necessity, and give thee that which is of thy safety and security, thy position of a safe haven, saith the Lord. Come unto me, I say, and surely I will give you that rest, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Yes, oh, 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 yes, oh,